SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. We got a lot to do this last hour before we head into the weekend. We'll go through all the college basketball for Saturday and Sunday. We've got this Laker-Clipper game tonight, a few other NBA games going on. This Nick Memphis game's gotten good. 4-point game, 52-48. We got college tonight. UCLA's at the half, down two against Purdue. We've got hockey going on. I think there's a lot of opportunities with the golf this weekend. Several names within 2-3 shots of the lead as they hit Saturday, moving day at the Cognizant. So we have a lot of things to cover before we get out of here. Joe, actually, you get a little extra of him this weekend as he's got the big Syndicate College Hoop show now on Saturday mornings with KW. So that's pretty good, Joe. How'd you work that in? I mean, slide coach out, put Joe in. I mean, that's pretty good. Slide coach out, put Joe in. That was a good move
coach
by you.
Coach is there. What are you talking about?
I don't think so. Coach got involved. That's not what I heard. That's not the reports that I got.
You're looking to stir the pot. Look at you. What
that's
do you mean?
Not the reports that I got. I got different reports.
I can only imagine where you got reports from. Where?
The coach is in for this show, too? Coach is on the Syndicate show?
It's coaching Kevin. I'm like the cherry on top, you know. I'm like the...
Oh, please. Don't try to make this out like you're a third wheel on the show. I don't want to hear that from you. I don't want to hear that, any of that.
Of course
third
I'm a third wheel.
He's a replacement. You're like Shane Falco. You're like Shane Falco coming at quarterback.
I wasn't even the first choice. It was by default they came asking. Let me see if I can move some things around.
Your college basketball acumen has gotten you in this spot, Joe. So that's why you're there, and that's what's going. Tie game now, 52-52, 9-0 run for the Knicks in the last couple of minutes. Come the Knicks.
I thought.
What's the matter, Joe?
What happened to UCLA? We're tied.
They're in the half, aren't they? Did they come out for the second half? They're down two. It's halftime. Can this cat get going, Joe? What about this cat? He's got 2 points. Now, that's something to be upset about with 2 minutes left and a half. That cat's only got two. You're crying about Hero. The guy's got 20 points at halftime with a couple threes. I should be yelling about cat. This cat's doing nothing.
All right. Okay, Hero. Wait, cat? Who cares about cat? We're not on cat.
I'm on cat.
It's a bad pick by you. I could have told you that.
So it was the boost. I only need 15.
Nah.
Only 15 points.
Count it as a loser. You'd be better off. But count it as a loser.
He just got his third foul, and it's the first half. This guy's never going to play. He's never going to play in the second half.
All right, get your head on straight. Start concentrating on things that matter. All right?
We can't have this, man.
You're starting to cry now. I need this Hero to come out blazing in the third quarter. 5 threes, and this Jose Alvarado, I hear, he's going to be flying up and down the court tonight. Jose, 15 points tonight, guy. Nas Reed,
Jose,
Coyote man.
Don't call me Junior Alvarado.
Yeah, Junior Alvarado coming out of the six hole. Let me tell you, guy's unbelievable coming out of the six hole, Junior Alvarado. You see Junior
Alvarado.
You see Junior Alvarado in Aqueduct or any of the major coming out of the six hole. Buckle up. Buckle up. Let me tell you, play that little Junior Alvarado. I hear this ESPN bet is going down under. Did you hear that?
I saw that that's not looking too good. Yeah, I did see that. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Play. Wait, hold on a second, Matias. What are you trying to do to me here? Matias, like, yeah, I got like four minutes left here.
Kids,
I mean,
not
I'm
even
looking up.
He's watching the tennis. He's watching the tennis.
Not his fault, because it's either watching the, but I know that we had, you know, I'm sure that some things are backlogged here, but man,
kids watching the tennis.
The old days, Joe, when you're out on stage and they bring that hook out and they yank you out by the neck. Get him off the stage.
The pilot's flying the plane and you're trying to pull him out of the cockpit. I mean, what are you doing here, Matias?
I shouldn't have taken out of autopilot. I shouldn't take it out. Sorry, I'm not watching the tennis. It's during break. He's up the set. It's during the break. So no tennis.
See, the tennis gets him a little twisted. Come on, get your head on. Get your head on straight. You need a slap? You need me to wake you up?
Shannon's starting for the Wolves. That's why he got taken out. Shannon in the starting lineup. He's starting tonight, Joe. Let's go.
Could be
Luka,
CLV
probable.
For you.
Luka in. Luka going to be in. Let's go.
All right. I need Luka and this Nikhil Alexander. Don't call me Skywalker.
Joe, this line was 4.5 this morning. They didn't think, obviously, with a back-to-back that LeBron and or Luka were going to play. Now it looks like they're both going to play. Clippers down to -1 and 223. So let's try. Can we get some numbers here, Joe? How about the bounds? Man, Luka's been getting bounds.
Yeah, they're not tonight. Friday night, they take off. Yeah, Friday night, stars only for the points. I'm telling you, I watched enough Friday night games. Luka hasn't stepped up yet with the points. Let's go, Luka, with the points.
This LeBron can't keep scoring like this, right? He's averaging like 30 points his last five games. You see how many threes he hit last night? Guy was draining threes all over the place, LeBron. Meanwhile, he leaves us at the well on Tuesday night.
We need a one three.
Yeah, he got him last night.
I need this hero to step up. What about this Jose Alvarado? Is he lathered up? Does he look like he broke his sweat? Let's see what we got here. All right, come on. What do you want to do? Come on, one more thing.
Well, we're going in on this Laker Clipper game now. That's where you got to go in.
All right, what do you want to do?
Let's see what looks good.
I think I know what I want to do. You ready?
I think you know what you want to do. Yeah, what do you want to do?
Here's what I want to do. I want to do Kawhi for 15.
15?
Just wait.
15? Like what?
Yeah. Kawhi for 15.
15? What is that? 15? What are you talking about, 15?
15
Kawhi
points.
For 15 is -850. What are you doing?
We're building a parlay. Wait a second.
I can't wait. Go ahead. Kawhi for 15. Go ahead. What else
Harden
you got?
Harden for four threes.
I don't know if I like that tonight. I know it's been hot with the threes, but.
And you ready?
Yeah. Luka for bounds.
12.
Yeah, you want to stick your neck out that far?
Yeah.
I don't love it. How about 10?
Luka for 10 bounds.
And then I got the cherry on top for you. You ready?
Go ahead.
How about LeBron for three threes? How about LeBron for three threes? Cherry on top. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here. Your boy got hurt tonight, Joe, for OKC, Isaiah Joe. He left the game with a back issue. He's not going to return.
He cost us. He cost us money.
He did cost us.
You never want to see anybody get hurt. No, we don't want to see him get hurt. But he did cost us. The night after we played him for threes, right?
Did you? Yeah, go ahead.
He broke out with, like, what, five threes?
Yeah, he had a huge night.
Huge night. What were we going to say?
It's Luka's birthday today.
Come on. What are you thinking? I already played it. Now you're thinking 50?
Well, we put that one in. So let's tell everybody what we did. We finished that off. The Wild are on the board, 1-0 here. We want goals, goals, goals in this Colorado-Minnesota game. So under 5 minutes in, and we already got one. Harden for four threes. Kawhi for 20. I was upset, as you heard, that Joe wanted to only go 15, so we got him up to 20. Luka for 10 bounds. LeBron for three threes.
Want to do Luka for 40?
A little birthday present. You want to do a little birthday cherry, 40?
Yeah.
Tie game here with 17 minutes to go, 42-42, UCLA and Purdue.
You want to do Luka for four threes? Luka for five threes.
He ain't scoring 40 points. He's been Joe. He was 1-for-9 from three last night. He was like 6-for-20 from the floor. He's missing tons of shots right now. I don't care. It's his birthday.
Well, then why'd you bring it up?
How about the assists?
I'm taking the birthday. Nah, I'm doing the 40 points and the five threes.
I'm doing triple-double. Plus 420.
Plus 420 for the triple-double. Hang in there, man. Don't go down, UCLA. Hang in there. Hang in there, man.
What's the matter? They're up one. I got them up one right here.
I know.
What's the issue?
I would like to pull away. Extend, extend, extend.
Extend, 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 extend. Luka plus four. I got 425 on MGM for the triple-double. So we'll do 425 for Luka here in this one, Joe. Elsewhere, with some other things going on, did you do anything with Iowa? We never got Iowa Northwestern in, right? Never got anything in for Iowa and Northwestern? All right. So 39-38, Old Dominion leading Coastal in this one. Iowa down already 11-4, Joe, 8 minutes in. And Evanston. Akron leads Kent State 10-5. Good game in the MAC tonight here. Everything else is done except how about this Nevada-UNLV game that we have late night at the Thomas and Mack rivalry game, Joe, with Nevada laying 1.5 on the road.
Mm. You want to take Nevada in the rivalry? Or the total?
I'd rather take UNLV as the home to be quite honest.
I'll go in with you, but let's take the points. Like total. Over.
133.5?
Yeah.
All right. You want to put that with the Luka triple double?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, come on with this Luka triple double. Come on.
I'm
going to hate his guts if he doesn't even come close to these numbers tonight. Seriously, five threes. I have him for five threes tonight. You say he hasn't come out of the gate hot yet. UCLA down two. Put the game on. Put the game on. Stop the fight.
Stop the fight. It's been working here with me having it on and you not having it on. And then you go.
I'm putting it on. I can't.
It's a mistake. It's a big mistake. Cavs are only down 10 in Boston. A little run here for the Cavs. 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
Maybe.
Possible?
It's possible.
Tatum's got 36. Brown's got 27. Donovan Mitchell with 19. Purdue now up 2 as they go to at 14:52, taking a timeout. Just keep it around this, Joe. 2 and 1.
What's this? They call the travel. We're dead to rights. Dead to rights.
What are you talking about? I've got them in a commercial. What are you talking about? Where are you in this game?
14:52.
Yeah, they just went to commercial. What's wrong?
Yeah, because the kid turned it over. Our guy was going to the basket.
Right. Don't worry about it. We're okay. Everybody's okay. I'm ahead of you for once, which is nice. You're not going to.
That's all we care about.
Bol Bol with 7 points in the first 5 minutes of that Sun game.
See, now, here we go. Bol Bol. This guy comes out of the woodwork when we're
I'll
not
tell you
on
who
him.
Else is going to have a huge night, and I should have played it. Oh, he's not playing tonight, huh? No McCollum? McCollum out tonight?
Good. He's another one that cost me 3 threes last night. I needed 4.
No Zion. What'd you do with Alvarado? Is he even playing?
15 points.
When was the last time he did that? He had 14 last night.
The kid's close. No, the kid's hot.
Yeah, he had 18 back on February 13th.
All right, so the kid's got burned. Why are you knocking this guy down?
You want to know why, Joe? Because you want to know what a lot of these nights are? 7 points, 8 points, 12 points, 9 points, 5 points, 8 points. 15's a lot more than all those numbers. 15's a big jump from those. You must have got a good price for 15.
Plus 138.
Yeah, I don't love that. I don't love that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. I'm back for right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. You know, Purdue's getting whatever they want down low, Joe. Anything they want in the paint, down by the basket, they get it every single possession. They're up 4 now, 50-46. UCLA's got the rock, 14 minutes to go in this game. We'll keep our eye on it. Good shout out from your boy, Joe Sugar Shane from the Berg. Luca's birthday tonight. Bet the double-double and the triple-double. Well, let's go. Loves the show. Sugar Shane from the Berg, Joe. Wants to get in on Luca.
There you go.
I'm getting
all
in.
All right.
Let's put a couple of these triple-doubles. Have
a double.
Triple-doubles with the
double.
Golf.
There you go. Double-double. Double-scoop.
Triple-doubles with the golf. Come on.
Scoops McGee. I'm already in on Luca. How much more? I'm in on the bounds. 12 bounds, 5 threes. And 40 points. How much more do you want me to be in on this guy?
I'm not in enough.
I see. Now you're going to overplay this. I need this hero to step up. All right?
I'm not in enough.
You're starting to get under my skin. I love you. But because now you lost track of UCLA. Keep an eye on UCLA. We're starting to hit the skids.
Down 1. What's the problem?
We're down 3. What game are you watching?
You're looking at the duel.
All right, we're down 1.
That's right. We're down 1. All right, we're down 1. Like,
that's a good job by you. That's a good job by you keeping pace. You know,
come on, Joe.
They were slow updating. They were slow updating.
I mean, geez. Yeah, it's all right. We got it covered.
I like these unis by UCLA. These unis are nice.
All right, let me get involved here. I'm going to play one more Luca thing. All right, I'm in now, Joe. Triple double for Luka. Let's go. Birthday presents for everybody. Birthday presents for all. I want to start going over some of these games with you. You know what? We'll do that after the next break. We'll start to go over some of these games for Saturday. As many as you want to divulge. I know that you're keeping your best plays for the show on Saturday morning. But we'll try to get a few of them out of you for tonight. Because it is a huge day. And Joe, when we come back on Monday...
Oh, the guy got mugged. He hit his head, too. What are we doing here? A flagrant.
He didn't even touch him, Joe.
Guy went down like a ton of bricks.
He's trying to sell. Well, yeah.
What do you mean? He was under him. Carver, the guy was under his legs. He pushed him with his own. What are you talking about?
They're not going to call that. They're not calling that in that spot. This is the Big Ten, Joe. This is the Big Ten. It's not in the Pac-12 anymore. They play for keeps here. That's it. They play for keeps. Got to buckle down.
How was that not a foul?
All right, come on. Get the bound here. Pick up a bound, Joe.
These games right to the basket. Get the ball out. All right, our ball. All right, let's go. Who was the kid that they used to have with the headband, number 24? What was his name? Caputo? Capuno? What was his name?
The kid, the little point guard?
Not little. He was 24. Jason Caputo?
Oh, Caputo? Yeah, that was a while ago. That was a while ago, yeah.
Headband Jason there? What was his name?
Celtics only up 3, by the way.
I love how you go switch topics. I'm thinking of the guy's name. Oh, it's Hero. No points. Seven.
Let me
15.
Find him for you, Joe. You're talking about Jason Capuano. Is this your guy?
24. Charlotte Bobcats, Jason Capuano, let's go.
He played with the Heat. Yeah, he went to UCLA from 99 to 2003. Played for the Heat, the Raptors, the Sixers, the Lakers. Panikianos in the Greek League as well at the end of his career. Your boy, Jason Capuano. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. UCLA got the ball out of the under 12 timeout. They're down 1. 52-51.
We're up one.
Up one. So Joe's ahead now, so Joe might as well just tell you what's going on in the UCLA game.
I see. You don't like that. You don't like that now, huh, guy? I refreshed. Huh?
Yeah, you know, you didn't need to do that. It's just, you know, we were doing fine what we had.
Nah,
everybody was doing good.
This Alvarado, again, out of the gates, he's as cold as ice, nothing. Jose, talk to me, man. I mean, come on.
By the way, what a comeback by the Cavs. They're now down 1 with 10 minutes to go in Boston against the Celtics. Heat are up 80-78.
Yeah, no.
Early
Hero.
In the third quarter, Hero with 2 no. threes.
Yeah,
Grizzlies matter. Now up 10, 80-70. As the Knicks are letting go of the rope a little bit here. Never good. Man, Hart's got 5 fouls, too. He's playing with
Hart. All right,
Hart's
let's do this. Come on. Come on. Let's get into the games tomorrow. Let's get into the top 20.
All right. Forget about everything else going on. We'll get into the game.
You said we were going to do it. Let's do it.
I said that. I know what I said. Don't worry. I got you. I'm going to it now. Let me open them up. Let me open up the games for you. Let's see here. Tomorrow. Why do they not have?
Are we doing top 25,
there we go.
Right? Let's go to
I'm
the
going
top
through
25.
The games. No, I'm going through the games that I think matter. Most of those will be top 25, but there could be other games of significance that I'm going to throw your way. There could be some bubble teams that are playing big games on Saturday that I'm going to throw your way. Let's take a look at everything that's going on. Avs goal. Let's go, Joe. Two goals in the first period. Two goals in.
All right, buckle on the power up. Play? Let's go.
Was it McKinnon? Was it McCarr? Who was it? Okay. Did we get a power play point from McKinnon or McCarr? Did either of them touch the puck there? Power play point? Let's go. All right, Joe, here we go. Saturday. All right. Okay. All right. That's a great start. Over and a power play point on that one. All right. North Carolina, Joe, is on the bubble. They need wins. They're laying 18.5 at home to Miami. Early noon East tip. 160.5 total. You've seen Miami just get dragged all over the place lately. You can't possibly want to get involved with them at 18.5 tomorrow.
No.
I'm on North Carolina.
They're playing well, but this, I mean, are they going to get smashed again? This team?
Yes. Yes. Miami's going to get smashed again. They absolutely are. Maryland is laying 5.5 on the road at Penn State. 154.5 the total there. I mean, Maryland's a lot better than Penn State, Joe, but you saw Penn State kind of on the road scratch and claw for a cover at Indiana the other night.
I just want to check something.
Oh, boy. What do you need to check? What are you getting, the charts and graphs out here? What are you doing?
I just want to check something. Stop. I like Penn State plus the points.
Okay. Clemson's laying 6.5 on the road at Virginia. Virginia stinks.
What's the line there? What's the line? Where is it?
6.5. Clemson's favored by 6.5.
Clemson's favorite. Where is the game? What time does it start?
The game's in Virginia. It's a noon start. We're trying to rip through these. What are you looking
for? I'm looking. Just wait. You know, that's the, I know we're just trying to rip. You want me to just, I need
There's
to check something.
There's 120 games tomorrow. You're getting the crib notes out for every game?
No, but on FanDuel, here? FanDuel doesn't have it. Where's the game?
I'm on FanDuel. Games. Yeah. Go past tonight's games.
It? Yeah, go beyond Butler, tonight's Villanova, games. St. Joe's, yeah. Fordham, go, Penn State, go Maryland. Up. Go up.
Penn State, Maryland. What are you on right now?
Am I in a different state? What are you talking about? I'm on North NCAA bets game. I know how to use it. Games. Connecticut Providence, Butler Villanova, St. Joe's Fordham, Maryland, Penn State, American Colgate, Miami, North Carolina, Youngstown State. Where's the game?
Joe, I don't know what you've got going on. Maybe they're giving you like the local games at the top. I don't know what that is, but that's not the order that I have here. That's just not. So I'm just going to go by what I have. I'm on FanDuel. I'm going down. So
you're on
a different page.
I'm not on a different page. Unless this is women, it's not. I'm looking at it. I don't have a Clemson line here. Why is that?
I don't know.
What's the line?
I'm telling you the line. 6.5.
I like Virginia. It's a crypto play. Crypto, right. Virginia.
Crypto, Virginia. You know what? They're going to get smashed. Clemson's going to smash them tomorrow at Virginia.
Oh, really?
Smashed. Smashed.
Really?
Absolute. Absolute smackdown. Right,
really?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
In Virginia.
You're crazy. You're nuts.
That Cav team has mailed it in. UConn is 6.5-point favorites at the Dunk. That's a noon East tip.
You know, it would be
it's
nice.
It's hard for
if
me to back Providence, Joe. You can't back Providence. They're so bad.
I like the under. 144.5.
Okay. That's not bad. Villanova's laying 6.5 against Butler. 144. That same total, Joe. 144.5. Both games 144.5 early in the Big East.
Butler and Nova. I think Butler might push a little tempo. Let's go over in that game. But I I think I would lay it. I would lay it with Nova at home.
Lay it?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second here, Joe. Let me bring this back up. Number one, Auburn visiting Kentucky. The 1 o'clock East tip in Lexington. Auburn minus 4.5 on the run.
Auburn is going to
Auburn's going to smash Kentucky?
Smash them.
It would not surprise me.
I think Auburn is going to smash.
Let's see.
Now, did Arkansas cover the other night when they were down to 7 guys?
Yeah, they had to go to overtime, but they covered. They're laying 1.5 on the road at South Carolina.
South Carolina hasn't won an SEC game, right?
Is that true?
Last time they played was against LSU, if I'm not mistaken.
Hold on a second. I'll get that for you now, Joe. Let's see. SEC. No, they're 1-14. They've won one game. They're 1-14 in the conference.
I like Arkansas on the road. They should be able to win that game. That's a bit of a
fishy line to me. But
I like Arkansas. I would lay it. Go ahead.
What else can I give you here that matters? Ole Miss -7.5 against Oklahoma, 2 o'clock East.
Where's the game? OU, right? It's in Oxford. I got 8.5 here on some books. I like Oklahoma plus the points.
Okay. Kansas system play, unranked Kansas -4.5 against No. 10 Texas Tech. System play, Joe. Kansas -4.5. System play.
Okay. All right. I'm with you. I'm not betting Kansas. They're dead to me after what they did against.
Carver at Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Quickly, Joe, before I get through the rest of these college games, you want to talk about a team that's trying to change some narratives about them. The Cavs got down 11-0 to start the game. They were down 10 at the half in Boston against the Celtics. They are now up 6 with just under 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So, Fred Tatum was going to flex with his 30-point first half. He's got 42 points tonight, but guess what? Now you're losing. So, step up. That's the way that it goes sometimes. All right, let's do the rest or as many of these as we can, Joe. So, you're not going and getting youth like Texas, but it doesn't. I mean Kansas, but it doesn't sound like you want to get involved with them.
I don't want to bet Kansas over the weekend. They're too hot and cold for me. I can't do it.
Now neither of us can actually play this because I can't play it because of St. John's, and you can't play it because of Seton Hall. But they're playing at the Garden. It's like 21 or 22 or something like that. That seems like a lot of gas for a rivalry game.
Yeah, just.
That seems like a lot of juice.
They just clinched the Big East, didn't they?
Yeah. But that's a lot of gas, Joe. I mean, I can play it, but I don't think that I would.
I'm not going to lay that. Go ahead.
Probably the best game of the day, if not maybe the best. Alabama at Tennessee. Tennessee -3.5 in Knoxville. 158.5 is the total. I like Alabama.
They kill me against Miss State.
I know.
Catching 3.5. That number suggests Bama. Tennessee is such a tough out at home. I just think Bama is so much better. I really do. But they live and die with the 3. If that Tennessee starts to play that type of ugly game, that they could be dead to rights. You know that? Sears, Grant, now I like Bama. I think it's a dead under, though.
You think it's a dead under?
150.
You see, if you like the under, I feel like you like Tennessee. I feel like that's correlated. Like over is Alabama, under is Tennessee. Feels like.
I feel like Bama can win a lower scoring game. I just think they have better talent. You know?
I'm taking Bama. I'm not messing with the total. I'm not getting involved with that. I'm just taking Alabama.
I like the total. I like the total more than I like Bama. I know that's
right, so you played a total and I'll play the side. That's how we'll do that one. Let's see, Joe. What else could I give you? Houston's laying 13.5 against Cincinnati.
Where is that game?
In Houston.
Cincinnati spunky. 13 points.
13.5. Low total, too. 125.5. How about Xavier being favored over Creighton? Xavier -2.5 against Creighton.
That shocks you?
Well, you know, I guess it shouldn't. I just think Creighton's better than Xavier. Xavier needs the game, that's for sure. So I get
like
that
the
aspect
over there.
Of it.
149.5. You don't like 149.5? Carver,
could
we're
get
down
over.
Three. They went down three. We need to stop.
I know they got to. All right. You got to get a rebound there. I mean, you got to get a rebound there. Indiana's 2.5-point favorites on the road at Washington. Indiana needs every win they can get.
How do we miss the bound there? There was one on the shot clock. The guys aren't working.
Did you see that?
Aren't working. What is going on here?
Awful.
You got to fight for those loose balls. All right, say it again.
Indiana -2.5 at Washington.
Have they played since they got that miracle on Sunday?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Indiana, they won at home against Penn State, but they didn't cover. They need this game bad, Joe. They got to go to Eugene after this to play Oregon, then they're not going to win that game. They got to win this one. I'm taking Indiana.
Against Washington, huh? The game's on Peacock.
We're down 5 now. We're down 5. We're
dead.
Duke's laying 23.5 again. You've tried to go after Duke with some of these big numbers. They're playing Florida State. It's at Cameron, though. It's at Duke. I don't know if you want to.
I mean, Florida State should be able to cover that game, no?
They're pretty gutless. They got smashed by North Carolina, right?
That Hamilton showed no emotion. He showed no emotion. They're checked out. You're going to lay it? I can't do
that. I'd lay it.
I want to take the points, but I can't. I can't.
Two other good night ones. Florida laying 9.5 against Texas A&M.
Love A&M. System play. Love A&M. How about that? System play. No, I didn't even think.
I think it's a bit heavy. I think the number's a bit heavy.
That's a system play. God.
Iowa State -6.5 against Arizona.
Home?
Game's at Iowa State. It's in Ames.
The Hornet's Nest.
I kind of like Arizona.
I'm going to lay it with Iowa State.
Hasn't been playing well.
Yeah, but no, they bashed Colorado on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Hey, how about this next one? You ready? We got to keep the Thunder moving here. Anteaters -16.5 against Long Beach State. Anteaters, a massive cover for us Thursday night. They smashed that Fullerton team. Smashed them, Joe. How about the Anteaters here? -16.5 at home.
You can get me in on that. Let's take the over.
Smash. Smash City.
Smash job.
135.5. Marvin Lee's Sports Grid Radio Series. Next time, we're back at it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Barbara Lee's Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159.
Guys, loose with the basketball. Loose with the basketball. Gets clean,
down
stolen.
Down five with under five to go. This is going to be real tight, Joe.
Don't make this.
He made it. They're down eight.
We're dead.
Mean, they just they were hanging around, back and forth, And now they're going to let go of the rope. A 9-0 run here. To put them up eight, this is just misery. There's a buck. Did they count that on the floor? Give me a break.
You're ahead of me.
Come on, Joe.
You're ahead of me. The guy's all over him. I mean, really. Look at this guy, three. Clean. Look, loose with the ball. The back pocket. Doesn't know his ass from his elbow. Then they give up the three, too. It's one thing if you're loose and turn over the ball on the offensive side. Get your ass down the court and make a defensive play. Wide open. These kids loaf.
Unbelievable. Shannon with 5 points already for the Timberwolves. Shannon, did you see
please.
This three this guy just took? Was he
for
serious
us?
With that shot?
Which, 10?
What kind of a shot is that?
Oh,
you see the shot this kid on UCLA just yacked up? It's the fix is in now, Joe. We got no shot. Nas Reed with two threes.
No bounce, huh? No bounce.
I don't know. Does he got any
don't
bounce?
Don't let go of the rope. How do you go on a 9? Ah, there it is. They turned out the lights.
They finished. 11.
They
done.
Turned out the my lights. That's it. Got to pay the finished. Electric. Got to pay the electric. Another three.
Over.
Here we go. Now we're going to get blown out. We're down 11. We went from hanging in there. They're on a 12-0 run to get your ass out of your elbow. Like, how does that?
This
now
game's
we got
over.
A no shot.
Game's over. Teased us, dragged us along for what? 35 minutes out of the 40. They dragged us along thinking that this game was going to be down on the wire. And then they took a right and a left and a right in like 30 seconds and just laid down. Finished.
How does that happen?
Finished. They just completely laid down. That's bad. Bad job. Well, what are you going to do, Joe? On to the next one. Luka tonight, triple-double. Let's go.
Who knows?
Kawhi for 20.
Yeah,
4 threes for Harden. On to the next play.
Put it behind you. Yeah.
We didn't need to do any of this because we've been so busy with everything that's going on live.
How does this
Stafford
happen?
Stafford back to the Rams. Oh,
What
that's
do you mean?
Kind of.
Is that?
Stafford
is that?
Went back. Yeah, that's a fit.
He
went back to the Rams. Yes, you know Joe.
What
catching
all,
Joe up. But,
what so. Was that all about then? All the bells and whistles.
I don't know, but they gave him reworked his deal, and now he's staying there. So he ain't leaving the Rams. Everybody's happy now. There, everybody's kumbaya. But that leaves all these teams that were chasing him now with some decisions, and apparently the Giants are accepting the calls from your boy Aaron.
Yeah, he don't want to leave either. It's talking. What's convenient
well,
for
that,
Aaron?
He built that mansion in North Jersey. Yeah. He don't want to give that up already.
Yeah, he want. You know, he gets to stay. He'll do McAfee. You know, the whole bit.
You want to sign Rodgers and then draft a quarterback? Just be careful. You know, I think it would work with Ward. I don't think it would work with Sanders. And I'm not saying I think Sanders is gonna be good, but. I don't think that you can have if Roger's struggling. You know how, listen, he's very confident in himself. The dad will be talking. Everyone will be talking. Rodgers won't be happy if that starts. I don't think that would be a good mix. If you're going to draft Sanders and you're the Giants, you got to play him. Or you got to get some hack like the Patriots did with Jacoby Brissett to play for 3 or 4 weeks and then put him in. You can't have Rodgers there. with Sanders. It will be a bad mix.
I'd love to see it. Wouldn't you? It would make for great radio and TV.
I think he goes, no matter what the situation is, he goes to the Giants. It would be great. Joe, we'll see Joe tomorrow morning. Saturday morning, he'll be with Kevin at 10 a.m. East for the Syndicate Basketball Show. We'll be back Monday night. Great job by Matthias, as always. Carver and Lisa, Sportsman Radio. Have a great weekend. Cash a lot of tickets. See you then.